Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to Season 249 of The Daily Zeitgeist. It's also Episode 1, just so you know, because it is a Monday. It's a production of iHeartRadio, and this is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Monday, August 8th, 8/8/2022. Oh, yeah. It's a fantastic day. You say, well, what is August 8th? And if my browser wasn't going to crash all the time, I will be able to reference this material much quicker. In fact, it has... Wait, now it's crashing again. Oh, there it is. Okay, it's International Infinity Day, not the car. National CBD Day, National Dollar Day, National Frozen Custard Day. Okay, I like frozen custard. International Cat Day. I like cats. I like frozen custard. CBD, whatever. I go either way on. What about you, Daniel? You like any of those?
Cats, frozen custard, all good things.
How about... What the heck is this? Sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch today. See, this is when those weird ones come out.
This is really getting to be too much. Yeah. We do not need all these national days. Well, like every day should be one day. If we're going to give it a day, come on.
This is the custom national day complex that we're seeing. Industrial complex at work in front of our eyes. Okay, who am I? I am Miles Gray, a.k.a. the Lord of Langersham, Hideo Noho. Don't have my singing voice on this morning, so I keep it to my usual moniker. But who am I joined by? Well, you kind of heard me evoke his name a second ago. It is Daniel Goodman, but who is he? He is a fantastic host. He's a fantastic producer. What? He is a gamer. He is on Twitch. Honestly, he's the man who even got me on Twitch. I'm gonna keep it 100,000 with you. The only reason I do Twitch is because of Daniel. Okay. All that to say, please welcome to the stage, Daniel Goodman.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Miles. It's a pleasure to be back. It's DJ Daniel, a.k.a. Lanyel, as my favorite Rocket League player is currently fighting for their life in the World Championships. And I'm just praying little Daniel wins it all.
And look, people know you from the Scrubs podcast. What other stuff you got going on? Some
gamery?
You know, producing a podcast called Boss Level, also here on the iHeartRadio Network, also producing the One Upsmanship podcast, doing a little production work on the show Tongue Unbroken. An excellent show about language revitalization.
Oh, that's Hune's show.
Indeed, it's Hune's show.
Yeah, Hune's, he's going to be on the show, I think, pretty soon.
Is he really? Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. He's, what a fantastic guy and what a fantastic podcast.
Shout out X.
Go listen to all the podcasts I'm working on. Go listen to Welcome to Our Show. I occasionally appear on that sometimes. What'd you say?
You ever call him X?
I should.
Like DMX?
I don't know if you...
Because I'm always like, yo, what's up? People don't know. I'm throwing up like the Bronx, like the Rough Rider X right now.
Exactly. They can't see it. Podcast, a classically visual medium. But yeah, no. The X is truly in the air right now. And a shout out to X to the U, Hune.
Yeah.
And go listen to Tongue Unbroken. It's a great podcast. Go listen to all the podcasts. And then come watch me on Twitch sometime. Twitch.tv/DJ_Dan.
Okay, we'll do plugs later. Okay. Look, we'll do plugs later. Yeah. Thanks. You know, don't be breathing up all the plug air immediately. Okay. Let's keep going. Who do we have in our third seat? Well, we have basically a legend in the podcast game. This is somebody who's had pretty much any position you've had in what she would describe, and I think most of us would describe as big podcasting. Maybe you heard of WNYC, where a lot of the GOAT podcasts emanate from. Maybe you heard of Stitcher, where a lot of our friends have shows on that network as well. Maybe you know her work from, I don't know, Revisionist History, The Dream, or Bad Blood, if you mess with Elizabeth Holmes. Please. Oh, and also, I would be remiss to not mention her latest show, Shameless Acquisition Target, about podcast acquisitions, in which the aim is to sell out as quickly as possible and have the show acquired, which I think is a very noble pursuit. Please welcome to the microphone, Laura Mayer!
Wow. Thank you for having me. You know, I never had like a wedding reception, and I feel like I just got introduced as my own couple.
Right?
On the dance floor.
Wow.
Here I am.
Wait, what do you mean? You referenced a partner, a spouse.
I got married, but we didn't. Okay. We got married at Staten Island Borough Hall.
Okay, eloped.
And then I did a podcast the next day, but we didn't do a party. Yeah. We never did a party. And we were like, we'll do a party. We'll do a party. We never did a party. The only reason to get married is to do a party.
Yeah. Was it because of pandemic?
No. This happened 10 years ago.
Oh, wow. Let's throw a party. Okay. Daniel will DJ for free.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll MC.
Yes.
For free for as long as I want, right?
Yes.
Anytime?
Yeah, he'll bring all the equipment. He'll bring all the... Yep. He will bring the PA. Okay. He'll bring a subwoofer. What'd you say? You had like a 40-inch sub you could bring?
Yes, I do.
An industrial sub. DJ's
I'll be there with all the sound.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like, I have a bunch of friends who have kids who are like 12, 13. So can you like... Sure. How are you good at like... Can you get a bar or bat mitzvah dance floor going?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Oof.
I mean, you don't know this. Absolutely. Daniel and I, we used to moonlight as bar mitzvah pump up dancers.
You
know
what I mean?
People don't know about that
not
industry.
Far from the actual truth.
They be hiring people with high energy to go to these b'nai mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Because I respect the culture.
Got two going.
Yeah, you would go up, turn up. Daniel would do like a backflip and shit. I would do some fire dancing. And then they would ask us to leave because we weren't hired by the people throwing it. But
That's what would happen at my wedding ceremony 10 minutes after, or 10 minutes, Fire. Excuse me, 10 years after. So thank you for volunteering your labor for free.
Absolutely. As somebody
it would be my utmost pleasure.
Yeah, I just had a wedding. And so the best part was the dancing and not the vows and stuff. I definitely got emotional, but I'm a dancer, you know, I'm a dancer.
The love part was okay, but dancing.
The love part is infinite. The love part is always. Sure. The love part is just your day to day. But
that's a pre-existing condition.
Exactly. Thank you. Exactly. You pinpointed it. But it's not having everybody together and watching your dad turn up to like Future, you know, that feels like a moment, you know? He was like, "What is this?" I'm like, "It's Future." He's like, "Okay, I'm in my scumbag era." I'm like, "Okay, Dad, let's go." All right, Laura, we're gonna get to know you a little bit better, but first, we're gonna tell people what we are talking about today. Just want to let people know, Darth Vader has entered the chat, and by Darth Vader, I mean Dick Cheney. He's got something to say about this whole Trump thing. Good to see the devil himself reappear. Then we'll talk about
a cowboy hat, no less.
Yeah, the Warner Brothers Discovery HBO Max stuff that's been going on. I know a lot of us have been like, "That's my favorite service right now, though. How can I get high and go from watching Batman the Animated Series to Aqua Teen Hunger Force to Princess Mononoke to Boondocks in one go, in one place?" That's HBO Max. Anyway, we'll talk about their CEO, because looking at this man and the comparisons that are being made to Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock, you'll begin to understand what might be happening there and what's coming down the road. Then got to check in with hip hop, my first love, because Hennessy has been usurped and all must hail Casamigos as the most referenced liquor brand now. There's a really interesting piece from Hannah Georges in The Atlantic sort of analyzing this shift from Hennessy to Casamigos. And like, there's even like looking at Genius, like Rap Genius, like lyrics, like doing analysis of lyrics. You can see like the moment where like the two paths like intersect and go, one's going down and the other's skyrocketing, which is very interesting. And we might even talk about some other stuff like public libraries. But first, we got to ask our guest, Laura Mayer, in New York right now, what is something from your search history that is revealing about who you are?
Well, so I have a kid, which is relevant because when you have a kid, all you do is just, at least in my experience, is you look up like rashes and be like, is this a normal rash or is this a problematic rash?
Right.
And the problem with that rabbit hole is, you know, the internet doesn't show texture. They don't, right. The internet does not stop you from looking into rashes for like 20 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever. And so my kid has a rash just because she's a white girl. She's got a rash. All white girls have rashes.
Rash. It's summer, it's hot, whatever. It's muggy, it's rash time.
It could be anything. Yeah. It's always nothing. So I have been looking up rashes and I have a great new business idea, which is I think that someone should start a website that's just called normalrash.org. It needs to be a nonprofit.
Wow.
And it's just like, she has pictures of just like, this is just a normal rash, nothing to worry about. And then you go to it and then you stop looking up rashes.
Right. Ugh. I think that's genius in the sense that like you're inverting our relationship to medical information.
Yes.
Because normally what we're doing is we're trying to say, like the internet's like, well, here's the worst shit that could happen.
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't know. That ticks most of those boxes. I think that's it.
Yeah.
And versus being like, how much do I have in common with this thing that is actually benign or not as intense or something I can clear up like with whatever, I think is a very interesting inversion of energy.
Yeah. Anytime I can Google something and not walk away thinking like I need to amputate just everything.
Yeah.
I think I've won. Now, normalrash.org would have no doctors involved. No doctors.
Fantastic.
Just vibes.
Doesn't matter.
Just vibes.
Just vibes.
It's 2022. Yeah. I'm only going to a vibe doctor these days. That's just all I'm interested in.
And there's so many of them. You just text them.
They're like, my high blood pressure, I don't know, you calling it white coat syndrome. That's because your vibe is off as a doctor. When I'm near you, my blood pressure goes off. That's why I can't come here. I need a vibe doctor.
Yes, exactly.
The other thing is like, why aren't all the like Web3 con artists like promising this to us as part of Web3? Like you said, like your monitor should be able to have textures. So you're like, let me touch this on the screen.
Oh,
and then you're like, wow. Oh, yeah, no, that's not how.
Now we're really getting technological with it. I like
this
that.
I mean, every time, all the stuff they promise, I'm like, that's not interesting to me. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Let me,
no.
Smell-o-vision. I think wearables are the coolest things to me right now.
And then it would allow for my other greatest idea, which is a reality show called America's Next Top Textile, which is just that people make textiles and then you decide which one is the best. That's how I feel like watching Top Chef because you can't taste the food. It's like, looks good, but America's Next Top Textile with feel-o-vision.
Wow. Yeah.
There you go. Free idea.
Whoa.
And smell-o-vision. You know, I remember like my mom and grandmother loved to sew. Like my grandmother, like pretty much only like made her own clothing her whole life. Mm. And so I remember as a kid, we go to like Joann Fabrics and stuff or like other fabric places. I remember all the time, like I would just take a big thing of fabric and just go like, cause I just wanted to see the factory smell or some shit. I don't know.
I feel that. That's honestly popping open a can of tennis balls. Same exact.
Oh, yeah.
Pop it open. Take a deep breath. Also, side note, Feel-o-vision. If Fila ever makes sunglasses, Feel-o-vision.
Oh.
Need to do
it. Okay.
That's a collab. That's a collab waiting to happen.
Daniel, what did I say about giving away free ideas, man?
I'm just sorry. They just pop out of my head and I can't do nothing to stop
them. Hey, Mrs. Fila, call us. You know what I mean? We got ideas. Laura, let's move on. What is something you think is underrated? Underrated.
Mm. You know what? Jumping rope. Jumping rope. Like, as an exercise, as an art.
Yeah. Right?
I call it pounding twine sometimes in my day because I jump rope 5 days a week. But I'm not
certified free
good at it.
Jumping that rope 5 days a week.
Pound that twine.
Pound it.
Pounding that twine.
And, wow.
And it's all you need. I got into it during the initial COVID lockdown. Yes, I knew the next question is, do you do CrossFit? Shamefully, yes, I do CrossFit. I do Olympic lifting and all that other kind of stuff.
Oh,
that
wow.
is my only hobby.
You can hit a pull-up, too. I saw that on your Twitter.
I can. That's a chin-up, but I'll take it. I'll
or
take
chin
it.
Up.
Pull-ups are harder. Cool. I can't do that yet, but soon.
Hey, look.
Soon. Just give me another 5 years.
You can do it.
I'll take it. I'll take it. Never mind. Yeah, I can do a pull-up.
You look like those dudes in Harlem who are like doing workouts on the fucking crosswalk sign and shit. Like, I've seen your videos. I've seen your TikTok. Street workouts.
Yeah, no one. Again, Fila, where are you? I will put shoes on when I do that. Now I do it barefoot. But the pounding twine is great. For cardiovascular health, it could help with your white coat hypertension. Just saying, it's also a really good rabbit hole to fall down on the internet because some people are like incredibly good at jumping rope.
Yeah, and, wild stuff.
Like just and it never gets old. I find it very soothing. Yeah. I would stay away from Reddit jump rope talk, however, because it's a very competitive environment.
Yeah.
And
you
I just want
to
get
that to stay away from Reddit.
It's a double-edged sword, you know? Yeah, lurk. Yeah. Lurk, but don't engage.
Don't engage.
Don't engage.
It's good to lurk. It's good as like treat it as a one-way thing. There's only a couple subs I engage in, and y'all will never know. But and then sometimes it gets weird in there, and I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta go. Yeah, it's always me like going. I'm an R conservative, and I'm always playing devil's advocate. I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean, like, I feel like libraries are good, even if there are drag queens in there.
And then they're just like, and then your phone just blows up forever, and then you have to flush it down the toilet. You're not going to win
that.
No,
and then I stay there. And all they try and ban me, watch me create a new name. Sorry.
I'll make a new one.
when was the last time you all had jump rope? Just quickly. I know we're moving on.
I'm not great at it, but I did do it like a couple months ago. Someone had a jump rope around, and I was just kind of just doing it. But I'm not
just wanted to hit a skip.
Yeah. Hmm. Daniel?
I think last time it was over 3 years ago, most certainly. I'm trying to think of the last time I was in a gym.
Specific.
Oh, that's why I've definitely like... seen them. I've seen them hanging.
Right.
And I've definitely been like,
okay,
let me hit a jump one time.
Yeah.
But it's been a minute. But big fan of the rope.
Yeah.
Big fan of the rope, the twine, if you will. Mm-hmm. Pounding twine sounds like a blast and a half.
Yeah. Is that like that sounds like a great TikTok channel. Just like compiling the best like jump rope videos. Anyway, I don't mean to make more work for people out there, but follow me.
I mean, I thought about it. That's all I use TikTok for.
Yeah. Mm. Wait, so how long, like what's a session for you? Like what's a workout for you? How long are you jumping?
Well, so I do it in intervals and I usually do it at the end of my lifting. Everyone should know that I am a petite. I don't look like I lift weights, but I lift weights in a very dedicated manner for like the last five years, with the exception of being pregnant. I've been picking up weights and putting them down at least 3 to 4 days a week.
Pounding
so
plates.
I've been pounding the plates. So regardless, I end all of my sessions with like a 10-minute interval, 1 minute on, 1 minute off. So it's 5 minutes of jumping.
Gotcha.
And I'm really bad at it, but I'm really devoted. So I'm working on stringing together as many double unders as possible.
Right.
So I can like really feel like I belong in the boxing ring, which is my ultimate goal, probably. Right. Because that seems to be where media is going. Like that's what everyone does. That was big on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Punching
punch and shit. So So I do it in intervals. I used to start at longer rests. I would do 30 seconds on, 45 seconds off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way I suggest. And it's a good, cheap way just to get those knees moving, that heart pumping.
I had a friend who was doing that and they were just doing, I remember they're like, I'm trying something new. I'm like, I'm just doing sit-ups, push-ups and jumping rope. And like, they ended up looking like a dude from the 60s and shit. I was like, you look like a picture of my dad, like when there was less processed foods in America. Very interesting regimen. The thing that I'm always like in awe of people who jump rope is when they get started, because I get lost on TikTok jump ropers. Mm. And when they do like that shit to the side, like casual, all of a sudden they're like in it. I'm like, what the, how the fuck did you do that?
How do you make that transition?
How you do that?
Ugh.
How do you let go of the rope?
It's so personal too. Like everyone's got their swag that they've determined at some point in their jump rope process. I currently have none, but maybe I should start with I should come up with a creative kind of intro to my jump roping, and that'll just really allow things to click into
place. It's very dance-like. I think maybe that's why, even though it's like exercising, you can see that there's like a technique. Because even like when you watch boxers do it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
How?
This is rhythm.
Yeah.
They're going in.
Rhythm is a dancer, as we were once told. Finally, Laura, what is something you think is overrated?
Probably graduate school. I didn't do it. But as I'm doing this show about like business, a couple of years, right, like at the beginning of the pandemic, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna go to business school. And so I bought all these books. Mm-hmm. And then I signed up for a class on Zoom to learn how to pass the class. And I made it 2 weeks. And I was like, I don't care about this. I don't want to go to there. Like, I can't do it. And so instead, but I didn't, and I got a refund. I got a partial refund on the class due to, I don't remember. But I didn't tell my husband, who at that time was just downstairs because we were just in the house, that I had stopped doing the class. And so it's sort of like those businessmen who have gotten fired from their jobs but still leave their house to go to the office all day. Yeah. But I was doing that for like 5 to 6 hours a week every weekend.
Woo! I love that.
And he doesn't know it. Wow. And he's going to listen to this podcast. So I wanted to save an exclusive.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for revealing those kinds of dark secrets about your life on this show.
Yeah. Monday's dinner, about to be interesting.
Yeah, right? They're like, huh? So what were you doing?
What were you doing?
Looking on
Reddit? Well, I legit looked into downloading Snood on my computer.
Let's go.
Started playing The Sims again. I am not kidding.
Yeah.
Boom.
I made a town in which I named everyone my first and last name. And then I just, and everyone looked the same. And I just let everyone, like, it just totally went to hell. And I did that for a number of weeks. And then I was like, I'm good at it. I'm good at MBA class now. And everyone was like, okay. And then I just never took the test.
I had a friend who did that when my first year of college, like one of my like homies, he was going to this community college and he's one of those people who's not built for academia, but like, followed the progression of high school, you go to college. Mm-hmm. But really for him, he's like, I'll just take over my dad's real estate business. You know, like it's kind of like not much motivation with academia, because like you can kind of tell, like, I'm pretty sure this is how my life's going to be anyway. So I'm like, fuck it. But he gave up on college so quick. But when he was living at home, he was doing the same shit where he stopped going like after the third week and had to do a whole fucking year. Okay, of leaving his house, and then he would go to the Ralph's parking lot and sleep in the fucking Ralph's parking lot. He's fine. He's fine. He's privileged.
I was going to say, that sounds fun. I'm sure he got up to all kinds of stuff in the Ralph's parking lot.
Oh, he slept. Because he would party with us, and we'd be like, yo, we got class. He's like, oh, right. And then what he would do is be like, yeah, I'm going to class, like, and just drive up the block and just sleep in the Ralph's parking lot.
We see you turning right into the lot.
Yeah.
That's not where classes.
I can see your car from the house.
Yeah. That's amazing. I was in the Ralphs of my mind.
Yeah.
During that period of time.
Look, I think we've all done the pretend to go somewhere thing at some point. Maybe not for the most nefarious reasons, but you know, we've all done it.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah. You know?
Look, deception abounds. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about the dark Sith Lord of politics, Dick Cheney's return, right after this.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Do you hear that? Do you is there a chill in the air? Do you hear someone's respirator box going? Look, we all talk about George Bush too and how bad he was. Sure, he was a stooge. Let's be real. Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney, and the whole gang behind him who was really pulling the fucking strings. And anyway, speaking of that, we got to talk about Liz Cheney, right? Liz Cheney is having a bit of a chainaissance, a bit of a revolution and or evolution in how we view her. But because of her role in the January 6th committee, a lot of people are like, oh my God, yes, without being like, hold on, she was basically a Trump rubber stamp up until that time. And the only thing was she just thought the big lie was a bridge too far. Now, whether that was because of her own opportunism, because she is a political creature, or actual moral scruples, TBD. But I'm just saying the bar is pretty low for us to be like,
right, on the floor.
We stand on the floor. Cheney. Exactly. But yeah, she's effectively put herself along with Adam Kinzinger and the, I guess they are in touch with reality Republicans group. But sadly, because of her, you know, lack of excitement for the big lie and overturning an election, this means that she has been in the crosshairs of MAGA world. She's been, you know, called everything under the sun, a rhino, whatever. She's getting primaried. It's getting pretty heated. But luckily for Liz Cheney, she's got a scary dad. Now, how much her scary dad can do is yet to be, you know, clear to us. But it's a good thing sometimes when you're running in the Republican Party and you can be like, my dad is fucking Dick War Crimes Cheney. Okay, fool. Are you serious? He's the fucking hawk. God of this fucked up party. Like, really? Let's go. And yeah, he dropped an ad. What do you think? Does that make you feel good to have Darth Vader as your dad?
No.
Okay.
Yes and no.
Because then you're Luke Skywalker, you know, technically.
I guess technically. You know, when you're weighing the positive, you're weighing the positives and negatives in your own personal party right there. You'd hope that that name has some weight to your people. But the way that it's leaking into the Democrats being like, you know, she's actually doing the right thing. It's just like, oh, we're doing this again. Yeah. We're doing this again where we're rooting for the absolute worst people. And it's just like, please, please don't applaud them for doing absolutely one tiny itty bitty thing, right, even slightly correct.
Yeah, exactly. We're acting as if like a micrometer off the ground is like like ascending into the heavens. We're like, no. You're still.
I'm waiting for like a bad viral tweet where someone calls Liz Cheney a girl boss, and in which case I'm just done. I'm just done because it feels like that sort of vibe.
There could be a yesification of Glizzy.
Yeah, yesification, exactly.
Yeah, we want to avoid that. But her dad, dude, I mean, of, you know, always the evil ones live the longest. That's just sadly like the rule of our universe for whatever reason. He cut this ad where he's just looking straight down the barrel of the lens and he's coming for Donald Trump. And again, he's old and he has like evil old white guy energy talking shit. So it's not going to sound like, you know, the most epic slam, but instructive nonetheless to see where Darth Vader lands on all of this. Here we go. Let's hear a little bit.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump.
Ooh.
He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz.
All right, so he goes on now, pivots to being like, look, Liz Cheney's the GOAT. I hope you vote for her. I'm going to vote for her, blah, blah, blah. But he's coming out, he's like, he's a coward. He knows he's wrong, blah, blah, blah. I just love the fucking irony of this man being like, he used deception and violence to stay in power. I'm like, yeah. Sir. Sir.
Hold on, big ass mirror.
Yeah, he's just talking.
See, when I first saw that ad, like, part of me was like, we're sure he's not dead, right? Like, we're sure he's not dead. Because that's a little, it's a little ghosty. Like, it's like, do you ever have that experience when you, you know, something happens and you're like, this just feels off and you think like, am I asleep or am I dead? Or are they dead? Like, that's the vibe I'm getting.
One of us is dead.
Someone's dead. Yeah.
Good way to hide the puppet hand in the back. Mm-hmm. Good false.
I mean,
good,
yeah, the energy doesn't have like the same grumbling, snarly like Dick Cheney of like the aughts that, you know, we enjoyed. But look, he's been through a lot. Didn't he kill his friend on a hunting trip? So look, he's
something like that. Also, is the GOP anti-glasses now? Is there like an anti-glasses thing? Because Dick Cheney, very famous look with those glasses, and just deciding not to wear them right now, methinks cowboy hat, no glasses is like, look, you got to really connect.
Actually, you know, got to bring in the sponsor, LASIK. He actually got the same procedure done I did. And look, he's seeing better than he was before the glasses. So, you know, shout out to LASIK. I don't know. I mean, I can see how it's only certain people, right, in the GOP that wear glasses. It's like you do that if you're either what I call them is I'm sorry glasses is what we see is you will deploy. I'm sorry. This is across this political spectrum. There's a very specific look, especially men adopt, where suddenly they are bespectacled individuals and they're like, I mean, it was such a lapse of judgment and blah, blah, blah. Or like you see motherfuckers pull up in court like for their trial and you're like, hold on, you got glasses now? Okay. You got the sorry glasses on. So, yes, you know, it softens things, you know, if you're a legal scholar, I guess.
You can claim
the glasses. But yeah, it is really something to watch like Dick Cheney try and be like, I'm agreeing with Dick Cheney, but this is 2022 and my brain has been hurting for ages now. So it's fine.
You dead? You dead. You sure you're alive?
I
just want to make sure.
Yeah. I mean, that could have been a deep fake, too. Like if Liz Cheney is as diabolical as her dad, I would be like, at one point, she's like, you are no longer useful unless I can bring out your corporal existence for my own, you know, fucking advantage. So who knows? I actually like that version better.
Yeah.
That tracks more with the Cheney family that like Liz is actually, she's actually the horrible one.
She really, truly.
We're like,
pulled the strings the whole time.
What is she doing to that poor old man? Okay, let's move on to the Warner Brothers Discovery Plus HBO Max gotta go fiasco.
Right.
I know a few people who had things in the works at HBO Max. I feel like a lot of people did. There was a lot of momentum going. It seemed like HBO Max, from my perspective, was so far doing the best out of all the streaming platforms, like in terms of stream war content. I was like, y'all got a lot of the stuff I'm into. Like The Rehearsal, all those animated things I've talked about, the HBO catalog, Warner Brother catalog, everything. They got so much stuff. And then suddenly, like, things started happening like weeks ago, right? Where like suddenly certain deals weren't happening and they're not necessarily top like major talent deals, but I could begin to hear like in the entertainment space, like, oh, this thing folded. Oh, this thing happened. Oh, they're not going to do this anymore. Oh, wait, this whole department is gone. Mm-hmm. And I thought something was going on. And then the last week, we really began to see the extent of it, because I think the big thing that everyone was talking about was the canning of the Batgirl film. Ugh. And, you know, you're looking at that and you're like, the amount of money that was spent, how are, what?
$90 million.
$90 million.
Throw it in the trash.
But the reason why is because it was a tax write down. They said,
tax write off.
We're going to just can it to save money on taxes. So because of that, I'm like, okay, what is going on? Our writer JM was like, let's take a look at the new CEO of Warner Brothers Discovery, this man named David Zaslav, who was the head of just Discovery, like Cake Boss, Shark Week, Discovery. That's their bag. That's what he does. And then he facilitated this merger, and suddenly we're seeing significant layoffs all over the place. Just so you know, just for like shepherding or quote unquote putting together the merger, Zaslav made $246 million. Okay, do you know that that's actually more than the budget for Avatar?
What?
Really?
Just to give you perspective, this fucking guy got the budget for Avatar for completely fucking up our content offerings.
And to be clear, because I know we're talking like nine, there are many Avatars coming down the pipe.
Yes. Yeah, let us not forget about the very first Avatar, the James Cameron film, the seminal like VFX blockbuster smashing, $246 million. He's getting that as just like a thank you payment for all of this shit. So it's always good to kind of put things into perspective, because
didn't even have to buy a lotto ticket.
No, wow. Like the most I can conceive of is $1 million, and that's only because of the McDonald's Monopoly game. Like, that's the most money I can, and then everything else, like, has to be in terms of, like, movie budgets.
Yes.
And now he just has to wear those 3D glasses all the time, and then he's just like, none of these spreadsheets make sense. I'm firing everybody.
Right, right.
Avatar.
Or his, like, new thing is, like, what if we did all our reports in 3D? Mm-hmm. Innovating. What if? Innovating. I'm David. Mm. So, this has been a whole fiasco, especially for the people who've been working for the newly merged company. Like, he's forcing people to go back to the office. We all are very, very well aware COVID is still a thing. We're still in the midst of a pandemic. Just because the government has given up on helping people doesn't mean it's less of an issue for many people who are out there, especially if they're immunocompromised or live with other people. So, yeah, like, I think most of us understand the shittiness of someone who's like, yep, you're going to get back in all the time because I want Shark Week or whatever. A lot of people who've been talking to like just journalists around about like this merger, they describe it as, quote, you know, like with Zaslav at the helm here, they say it's describe it as, quote, McDonald's has bought a Michelin star restaurant and thinks they know how to run.
I think that's a little, it feels like a little generous on both ends, to be honest with you. Which they call, are they calling HBO Max the Michelin star restaurant right there?
Yeah, I mean,
we gotta work on that app.
Okay, so wait. So who has a Michelin star? If you, I mean, look, I want to go there with you. You're saying it's not. So what is it? James Beard Award winner?
We'll take that. I'm just saying their app is not great.
Oh,
none of the apps
app
are that good.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. So let's talk about user experience. Here.
Yeah.
UI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who has the best front of house as far as the streaming apps are concerned?
I feel like it's a great question.
Peacock.
I think, you know what, honestly, Apple? It feels like it's a taking from a little bit of everybody. It's your continue watching from Netflix,
yep,
which just allows you to pick up where you left off from your 5 months of everything that you've watched. You're like, oh, you're right, I was watching that, and I did want to keep watching that. Thank you. It's your television show browsing of Hulu. It's your selection, maybe, of HBO Max. But, like, nobody gets it 100% right. And to call any of them good, let me just tell you something. The absolute worst, to be fair, is Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus is just absolute trash. But, oof.
That shit will crash if you pause.
The fact that you pause a show and it shows you an ad for another show, what if I want to see something on the screen? What if I want to, hey, pause, you see that thing in the background? No, sorry, you have to see an ad for some other show on Paramount Plus. I was trying to watch Players.
Thank you. But yeah, I totally agree. It's pretty fine. We'll call it a food truck bought a chain restaurant.
There we go. We'll talk
about that. Okay, we'll just keep it very vague. What's Becca Ramos chiming in the chat? She said, "Super producer Becca Ramos said the way I couldn't finish a movie on Paramount Plus because it kept crashing." Exactly.
Facts.
Exactly. I even tried to watch like, you know, old a Real World Road Rules the Challenge and shit on there, and that shit. I burned through that catalog.
That's tough.
Are you? It's so. Have you? I will say, what Paramount, and listen, as someone who's trying to get themselves shamelessly acquired, I will take money from anyone. I'll take money from Dick Cheney. I'm going on the record. I'm just kidding. I won't.
I already did.
He's great at Venmo, and he knows how to do it private.
No, they say he's amazing. Old, but that those payments come quick.
Just quick. Yeah. You don't even need to send the invoice. But the
Cash App, too.
But I have watched, the only show I've watched since my child has been born, which is like a long time ago, was just like so much of The Challenge and that like real world back to basics, like the like the 20 years after thing. Paramount Plus, thank you for that. You know, thank you.
The LA one was a little uncomfortable, that's for sure. To watch them not be able to grapple with like rape culture, I was like, boy, can anyone help facilitate a real conversation here? Because
it's not going to be that TV screen or whatever they
so, I'm sorry to completely fucking steer this away. If anybody saw that, for all the geriatric millennials out there, you already remember what happened with David and Tammy and like the towel ripping situation. They revisit that in a way that I felt was a complete disservice to everybody involved. But anyway, The Challenge, I came back because, as people know, when DM passed away, I couldn't watch it. I felt really bad and I stopped watching The Challenge. And then because so many guests come on, they're like, man, I love The Challenge. I was like, you know what? I think there's been enough space. And now I love it because it's what I call it. Geriatric millennial Olympics is what The Challenge is.
Keep it away from David Zaslav, though. You know?
Yeah, right.
Keep it away.
Exactly. Keep it absolutely away. So back to David, right? They call him Jack Donaghy, or people have been like, this guy's like Jack Donaghy, Alec Baldwin's character in 30 Rock, because he's just so like myopically only interested in the bottom line. He's like a pure capitalist. He doesn't even know what creativity is. He's just like, what is money doing now? And again, like we're saying, Batgirl, that's a pure business decision. That's saying, oh yeah, we can offset some tax shit off of that. So along with the Scoob sequel that they also did the same thing too. So you're starting to see, okay, that's not important, because many people were like, you got an American Dominican in the lead. You have a Filipina trans actor in Ivory Aquino. Like, there's great representation for trans people in a superhero feature. Hello? You also got Brendan Fraser. You got Michael Keaton, J.K. Simmons. People are like, this, what the fuck is going
on? Like a slam dunk.
Yeah. And then what's wild is, and then we compare that to the fact that Ezra Miller is still out here cooking, because that's also a decision that Zaslav could have made. You're like, I'm sorry. Who is,
what?
Who's in there? Hello? Who's in there? What are y'all doing in there? Is it a bunch of spooky white sheets in there? Well, it might be, actually, because a lot of the other people who have been critical of his like leadership style is that it is very white male at Discovery, Warner Brothers, or this new company. And just in general, his past, right? All six seats on the board are filled with white men. And he's told his friends in Hollywood, as he was like putting this team together, like as the merger was happening, that he would hire the best people he would find. Gender and racial diversity, while a factor, would not be his top priority, he said.
For sure.
Doing that like sort of like white supremacist thing of like, it's really not about that. Like, I'm just looking for the best people in the best position.
The best? Who's the best.
Who's available for golf when I am available for golf?
Bring own clubs.
Yes.
Right. Because it's really, it's born out of laziness. Like you're saying, what you're saying, Laura, is not far off. It's like they will go golfing or on whatever the fuck they want to do and then be like, yeah, I'm putting this thing together. And the guy's like, you know, like, I'm actually about to leave my position, Bob. Like, oh, okay, great. You want to come on board here? Perfect. And now that CEO did fuck all, because all he did was just talk to the same 17 people he's been talking to his whole life to then build this new company. And it's a pretty pervasive problem all industries. Are people who merely rely on their networks, their nepotism networks, and we get this sort of same thing. Discovery already had only 30% of their workforce were people of color, and just about 20% of the senior leadership roles were people of color, which is the lowest share of any major media company. And again, that's because he has a history of, quote, long history of tapping people with whom he has deep ties. Not much interest in a challenge or getting to know anything about anyone. So
just going with the path of least resistance.
I
mean, we just lose in the end, you know what I mean? Because like,
completely,
we talk constantly about how like when the people in marketing roles moved into development roles in the studios. And the development roles in studios used to be creators, which is why we got more creative, original things like in years past. And now, because of like marketing business types, accounting types that work in development, they're purely looking at spreadsheets and going like, this make money, this not. Go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if there's an anomaly, they're like, whoa, that movie with people of color in it did well.
If I may add to the if make money good conversation, recently there was, and spoiler alert, this is about video games, shocker from DJ Daniel, but they recently released a fighting game called Multiverses, which is a game that just takes place in the Warner Brothers universe.
Yeah.
And every character that you can think of from Warner Brothers is available there. You got your Batmans, you got your Bugs Bunnies, you got your Shaggies.
Harry Potter.
But you got your Harry Potters. But moreover, what that game is another avenue for microtransactions without having too much extra effort needed from original voice actors, animation, anything outside of just giving these characters that already exist new costumes. You're using IP that already exists, using voice lines that more or less already exist, and be like, let's just shell out a bunch of new costumes for these characters so people buy this game and you know, or not even buy the game, buy all the costumes and just make us money just hand over fist doing literally nothing.
And
not to make things spicy, but same thing's happening in the podcast space too, which is like part of my whole like show, which is just the same risk averseness of looking at the things that have been popular in the past and just doing it over and over and over again, meaning you get the same makers making the same stuff over and over and over again. Any kind of diversity and inclusion out the window, because you just go with whoever's in your network, and then you end up with the same kind of shows to listen to at all times. So who's coming in? Who what new audiences are going to feel like they're being
Is wild, because studios, networks alike, they act like the rug was pulled out under them when suddenly a new entity emerges that that gets everyone's attention. Like, they don't realize how they're lulling everybody to sleep slowly. And all you're doing is creating the appetite for anything that is outside of the status quo that you're offering. Suddenly people are like, that's new, that's different, that's not the same thing. And they're like, what do we got to do? It's like, you should have kept innovating. You should have kept taking risks. You should have just kept saying, let's try this, let's try that. I don't know. Let's see what happens. And from there, you learn so much more than just like being like, what are the top five shows in podcasting? Okay, we need six of each. Go.
We need a recap show hosted by a murderer about true crime with someone who was on the OC.
Right. They're like, huh, what's Ben McKenzie up to?
He hates crypto.
Crypto. He's like the crypto. We got to get Ben McKenzie. I keep saying that on because his Twitter feed's amazing. It's like anti-crypto crusade. It's fantastic.
I love it.
Okay, now I support this podcast. Never mind, I'm good with it.
Hey, but you know, Ben McKenzie is a murderer, allegedly, in this version, in this pitch. Okay, that's a joke. Okay, Ben, please don't come for me.
He has to be.
But yeah, I was just thinking recently too, like, just even that the latest scandal that was talking about podcast hosts getting $50,000 for people to guest on their shows. I was like,
what?
Yo. Yes, did you read about that, Daniel?
No, I read about it. Sorry, that was like a what?
Got you.
No,
like,
sorry. No, that was not
Daniel.
I'm sorry. What?
No, it was in. Was it Forbes or one of the financial rags?
Was it Bloomberg, Forbes, something like that?
I don't know. Business something. What? One of those financial people's rags. They came. They sort of unleashed this story about how like normal it's been for like these payola guest spots on like big podcasts. And I was like, oh, big podcasts. Okay, that makes sense. That's why no one's offering us money. But 50,000. Like, it's
Wild. you didn't get my Venmo?
No. Although Super Producer Anna did say the second that article came out, she's like, you know, I've been doing that with all your guests, right? And I was like, that's fine. Do you? Like,
straight into my back account.
Hey, I mean, at least these guests are chill. So fuck it. Like, if they're paying you to get to the door, fine.
Great.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it is a very, it's wild how money, access, proximity to power is just like, are like the forces that are creating a lot of the content. And again, they fall into these cycles of like lack of creativity. And then you have two people with just a different idea, and then all the attention moves there, and we'll just keep ping ponging back and forth when it's really about consistency, you know?
Amen to that.
All right. Well, that's all I got to say about consistency. What's your favorite show on HBO Max? Dan, I'll go.
I mean, The Rehearsal right now.
Okay.
It's sensational. It's grabbing my attention at every possible moment.
Okay. Laura? Favorite anything? What's something you'll miss on HBO Max?
I mean, I hate to say it, but my answer is the rehearsal. But I do think that I saw some, I saw a meme that was like, the plan, bankrupt HBO Max.
So because, smart.
Because he made the most expensive pilot that they've ever greenlit. And as they should have. Yeah. And they used that Alligator Lounge, set in more than one episode.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way to spend some dollars. Mm-hmm. But I have a longstanding, like 9-year long theory about Nathan Fielder, which is that he is able to control the temperature in the room in a way that no one else can, that he could use his powers for evil. But like in the rehearsal that we see his flowchart for all of his normal conversations.
Incredible.
And it's made me want to do that.
Yeah, that's the Jokerification moment.
Should that be the takeaway?
Right.
I don't know. You know what's interesting? I'm a huge Nathan Fielder fan, and mm-hmm. I was just thinking of how Finding Francis, the last episode of Nathan For You, sort of is the jumping off into the rehearsal, because if you remember, he sets Bill up to do a rehearsal with an actress to get him prepared to meet his like long lost love. And even though that was way more dramatic and like a little bit goofier, I was like, I just think about it, I'm like, oh no. Like I'm pretty sure this is when the gears begin for his next concept of like, oh, this can go, if I have like a real budget rather than begging Comedy Central, can I take my last, like the budget from my last four episodes and make one mega episode?
Yeah.
I seize you, Nathan. I seize you.
What about you, Miles? What's your
I love the rehearsal. Like I said, I can't get enough of it. I mean, I fucking crashed my Scion going 100 miles an hour and then woke up right on the miracle status. That's like my fucking miracle status is ridiculous. And then just honestly, all the animated stuff. I really like, it's amazing that you can get Miyazaki, like Studio Ghibli stuff. You get Aqua Teen Hunger Force, like Batman, the animated series. There's so much good. I don't know. They have like the best, most dialed in library. And it's a shame to see how they're going to tighten the belt and when it ends up on the ground. So we'll see. All right. Let's take a quick break. Let's take some sips of Henny, because it's the last ones we're ever going to take, because hip hop is going in a new direction, y'all. And it's Casamigos. Done. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Last week, I mentioned offhandedly, we were talking about that Saudi sports washing op, the LIV Golf Invitational that happened like a couple weeks back that no one went to, and tickets were available. They went from $75 presale to a dollar on StubHub plus $5 fees. And the whole thing of that tournament was like, we want to appeal to young people. It's like the new edgy golf tournament. I'm like, fuck that. Fuck the golf courses. Get this shit out my face. It's never going to work. But the thing is, I was just being like, jokingly, I was like, if you want to turn it up, like, where's the Casamigos at? And that's just fine. Whatever. Then Hannah Jorgis on The Atlantic writes this article about like the name of it is, I just want to read this. George Clooney's tequila is taking over rap. All of a sudden, it seems like Casamigos is name checked in every song. And I was like, this is so, it was subtle, but true. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, we're on Casamigos though. Like, I feel like that shift has been happening. I think many hip hop fans or fans of culture have observed over the last few years that the tequila made famous by George Clooney and Randy Gerber has become one of the most like referenced products in rap or just youth culture in general. When I was a younger man, in the late 90s, it was all about Henny, Alizé, Cristal, Grey Goose, Belvedere, Hypnotic, White Hennessy, if you know about that. Okay. And, you know, like, I think at that time, those are like, or now, like, now it's like Ace of Spades, Douce, and things like that. Right. Like, those things have always kind of been in the consciousness. But many of those, like, came and went. And then Hennessy has always kind of been this mainstay. But as Hennessy's name checks started to decline, Casamigos was going all the way up. And in this article, Hannah points out that in 2018, it was like a major turning point when Jaden Smith featured on Young Thug's track Sin and said, Casamigos got me spinning. And that was like the first, because Jaden has a lot of attention. You know what I mean? Like, he's not just seen as a rapper. He has like a pop audience too. And he's like a California guy. So when he's like, Casamigos got me spinning, people were like, whoa, what? Who? What's this? And now it's standard practice. Like, you look around right now, K Camp in Atlanta, he said, Casamigos to the head. I forgot what I said. Smino from St. Louis, Casamigos got me so honest. I'm sorry. Brooklyn, 5-year foreign, Casamigo, help me get in the zone. And this year alone, in this Atlantic article, they're saying, Casamigos has been referenced nearly 100 times just in this year. If you look at Genius Analysis,
that's fire.
Wow.
Everybody's looking for that check. They're like, I'm trying to get that deal.
Diageo, they're going to have to holler at Diageo, you know, the parent company of Casamigos. If you see this chart I put in from the Atlantic article, you can just see like where they intersect. And like, just as that Jaden Smith track comes out, or Quick's Groove, they say that's like one of the first mention from the game, says that in this track, Quick's Groove. It's slowly going up, and then suddenly, like 2020, it's just explosive. Everyone's talking Casamigos. And if you look now, a lot of bars, like, they'll have like, you know, promotions around liquor, you know, like old club style, like, hey, come in for two, you know, one for two. I don't know what the fuck the deals are. I haven't been to a club in so long, but I see the flyers because they're all over the ground. But like, they're moving away from like Hennessy or like champagne specials and more Casamigos specials. And just in general, it's happening. And a few of like the hip hop analysts and sort of scholars that you spoke to in this article talked about just the general vibe shift in hip hop. Like, we went from the golden era of like sort of
you know, grimy, like smoking squares in the concrete stairwell with the North Face on type energy to now talking about fucking Jeff Koons balloon dogs and fucking foie gras with caviar, as Nas says on that track Blood on the Leaves, like, or whatever, Adam and Eve, sorry.
There you go.
That's like, we're going to, like, it's always sort of been about name checking, like lifestyle luxury brands, but there's something now where a few even rappers are saying, like, they're like rapping Casamigos with Lake Como and stuff, and they're just saying, like, there's just more of an elevated feeling now. And also, like, the way they talk about Casamigos in the lyrics isn't just about, like, getting fucked up. Like, it's as if there's another quality to being drunk on Casamigos, which is true, because a lot of, like, adult, like, strip clubs, they don't serve tequila. That's just, like, a rule.
Really?
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Did not know that.
Because they say people turn up different on tequila.
Huh.
Yeah, I've been to a few places where they're like, no, we don't ever serve tequila, like, in a strip club. I remember my friend's brother had a strip club in Miami. And, like, when I was,
like is eight, a proprietor of yeah, a strip yeah. club?
And was, like, cool. saying that, like, a few, like, a lot of places won't serve tequila just because they, I think it's probably anecdotal, like, bar talk that they feel like tequila mixed with, like, nudity and stuff, like, it's just a weird combo. Now, I don't know how pervasive it is, but I also remember in Vegas that happened, and I've seen it happen in LA, but it could be also alcohol is being restricted is also, like, a racist thing too. Like, you see, like, most a certainly. Lot of places in LA, they don't have Hennessy for a fucking reason, or they don't serve, like, Johnny Walker because of certain cultures. It's really wild what you can learn from a bar when they're like, we don't carry that, and you're like, oh,
I wonder why.
I see. You don't like people to wear hats in here, and you don't serve Hennessy. I see what's going on.
Noted.
Ah, and you need leather shoes.
As someone who does not drink, I have a question and a cultural point to make. Mm. Number one, can you mix Hennessy and tequila? What would happen? Would that be disgusting?
A bunch of people would fight you.
Okay.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
What happened?
But they called it patronacy, and it was a mess.
Oh, no.
Yes. It was really? Real. Yes. It was
really?
Yeah. Wow. It was not pretty.
Okay.
Like the Summer of Four Loko reel kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lots of slap boxing in the driveway.
Okay.
Fair enough. And then throwing up.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean.
I don't know. I think that would be seen as just a sign of disrespect or the source of terrible mistakes for sure.
Okay. So the next time I for some reason, I'm pouring two random liquors into a cup for someone who comes to my house. I won't do that.
No.
My other point is I have seen, I'm a watcher of The Real Housewives of various places. Mm-hmm. And Casamigos
fantastic
has,
media.
For years and years, I have seen this from my dumb media really take over as the thing that everyone is asking for in the bar scenes. And I've wondered why.
Huh. I have a feeling, that also feels like the, like, millionaire industrial complex,
yes.
too, because it's like Randy Gerber and Cindy Crawford and George
the Clooney of it all. It's the Clooney of it all.
Because
the sexiest man, especially to that generation of people for whom George Clooney has been the sexiest man for decades. It's like, oh, he's selling tequila now. Well,
yeah.
George.
And then what's homegirl Lisa Barlow? On Real Housewives of Salt Lake, she's trying to push her tequila brand. Right. You're not going to trick me, Lisa. Sorry, I'm not buying it. So just keep your nasty tequila away from
shots
me.
At Lisa Barlow every
I'll
day.
I'll take shots at Lisa Barlow all day.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't care.
She eats so much fast food in that car. Does she clean her car? I wonder.
No, I don't care. You know, that whole cast, I look at them, I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's definitely an interesting turn. But what I'm trying to say is I believe it. As a non-drinking cultural dummy, I believe it.
And as I searched, I was like, I need to make sure, like, what's happening with my tequila take. Seems like a lot of places do serve tequila, but please let me know if you're in a bar that does Zeitgang. I know there's some servers out there, people that work in clubs and things like that. If you do know about things you don't serve or won't serve, et cetera, because I'm always interested in that because You see it, like, in L.A., man. There's a lot of, like, racist bar shit that you can tell just by what's
big
on the
racism.
Wall.
Very, you know very what I mean? Big Rick Caruso energy.
Oh, big Rick Caruso. Yeah, exactly. That's what you call
shout
it.
Shout out
big
the local L.A. gang.
Yeah. Nah, fuck him. Don't shout out Rick Caruso, bro.
I'm shouting out the people who get the joke. Fuck Rick.
Oh, right. shout out you, the conscious, informed Angelinos. Or
that's a very localized people. Joke, and I apologize for all our listeners outside of this wonderful city.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, I got to say, Laura, thank you so much for joining
thank
us.
Thank you
on the
for
day
having
Zeitgeist.
Me. I hope it's... I rose to the level of Zeitgeist Nation.
You nailed transcended.
It. Nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, from the bottom to the top. You know,
can I endorse you? Can I use that as an endorsement on my LinkedIn? Because I will.
Yeah. Yes. I would be honored to be amongst those names I have actually heard of. And then people be like, what the fuck is money? Right? The fuck is that? The Daily what?
We're good for a reference. We write a great letter.
Okay,
yeah, if you need an apartment.
I pretend to be anybody on the phone.
Yeah.
Can you put top secret as a watermark on the document that you send?
Yes.
That's really helpful. Okay.
Yes. Got a big rubber and I'll redact parts of it.
Yeah. Mm.
And I'll put like perfect. Department of Defense on the bottom just so they know like this is like a heavy endorsement. Like
from the office of Cheney.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't specify.
From Brain of Cheney. Brain of Cheney. But yeah, Laura, where can people find you, follow you, listen to you? And what is a tweet that you've been liking?
Well, a tweet that I've been liking is someone was talking about the 10 years of perfecting the Crunchwrap Supreme. I could not find that exact tweet. You may know what I'm talking about. It went viral. Uh-huh. And it was like, I've been high for 10 years and I've made the Crunchwrap Supreme each time and I knew how to make it. And so my husband and I saw it and we're like, we're making that for the baby. That was great.
Wow.
So I like that. You can find me on Twitter at LR Mayer. And you can see my absolutely torched exercise in trying to sell out at shameless.biz, B-I-Z.
Perfect.
Love that.
Nailed the domain.
Daniel, you're the DJ.
Sir. Yes.
And you're a great co-host. Thank you so much, my man.
Stop it.
Where can people find you and follow you, support you, and what's a tweet that you like?
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here. Great to see your face again. All of these faces. Oh, wonderful. It's been too long. You can find me on all the social medias at DJ_Danl, D-A-N-L. You can find me on Twitch 3 times a week, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. If you're listening to this on Monday, I'll be live Wednesday, baby, 7 p.m.
Ooh.
Yeah, doing the dang thing. And a tweet that I like, this is from Jamal Apeño at Hot Jamal. Calvin Harris tracks be like, Match My Vibe, featuring Celine Dion, Lil Baby, and Harry Potter.
I love a little EDM.
Love the Calvin Harris featuring
list. Right there. Yeah, it's always, you're like, what?
How?
All right.
Who did Calvin call for this one?
Some tweets I like. Let me see. First up, from Andrew T, at Andrew T, T-I, tweeted, who called it streaming services and not the winter of all this content? That was
so good.
Very Andrew T dad joke of him, and I love that. Also, this is from @ARR, tweeted, the new rule for documentaries is whenever a person is talking, you have to show their name bio blurb every single time. Every time.
Every time.
I am not going to remember who you are. I am old and stupid. My brain is a ball of hair and teeth. And I feel that. Especially when they're like complex. You're like, yeah.
You have so many titles. How am I going to remember that each time your face pops up on the screen? I won't.
Because then it turns into like a chorus of like shit talking, like the main subject. And like, I don't know. They all saying this person's fucked up. Mm-hmm. So hard to get the context from it. And then Ashley Ray at the Ashley Ray tweeted, we can be mad at Discovery Plus without shit talking the 90 Day Fiance universe. They didn't ask for this to happen. I squarely agree.
Say that part.
One more at JJ.biz tweeted, Discovery Plus this, HBO Max that. How about you, HBO, go to the polls?
JJ! Okay. Shout out JJ!
JJ!
I love that dude.
You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. You can also find me on Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties. That's our NBA podcast.
Woo.
And like I said, you like weed? You like 90 Day Fiance? You like to hear me yell? Well, guess what? I have a fucking podcast called 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra, and you can check that out on the weekly. We also guess what? We stream that shit on Twitch. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance.
Oh, shit.
The live streams are absolutely bananas.
Fire.
Okay?
Fire.
I'm telling you, there are many dimensions. I can take multitudes. If you're used to hearing me on Zeitgeist, that's one thing. Hear me on 420 Day Fiance, you're going to be like, what happened to this man?
Who is he?
Yeah, exactly. And also, check us out at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes!
Thanks, Daniel. where we post all the articles we talk about, as well as a song we ride out on. Daniel, you know what we're going to ride out on.
I absolutely do know what we're going to ride out on. Because
we rode in on it.
Please call it out.
Okay. This is from Fred again, who is slowly becoming one of my favorite new DJ producers out there.
So excited.
And this is a track with a kind of Calvin Harris-esque featuring Swedish House Mafia and Future. It's called Turn On The Lights Again with an ellipsis. It's from Fred again. And it's just, look, it's like one of these dance tracks that have me feeling like a lot is okay in the world.
Yeah.
And you can just do finger guns and just kind of body roll with it. You will enjoy it. And if you don't electronic music, just give it a shot. You know,
give it a shot anyway. Like, and if you don't like that, go listen to Actual Life, his album before that he released before this in 2021.
Yes.
Incredible scenes. Incredible
Actual
scenes.
Life. Yes. Very good. Very talented artist. Mm. Fred again. Swedish House Mafia and Future. So anyway, check those out. We'll be back later to tell you what's trending. Until then, just so you know, Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. So for more podcasts, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts for free. Because we don't paywall stuff. Come on now.
Heck,
get that for free $3.99, but you'll just have to hear me talk about LASIK all day. All right. Tell you what's trending later on. We'll catch you then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.